Hey, hey, welcome back, all my vibers. It's me, Jessie D, here on Power of Three and Soul Alignment. So, happy 2019. I cannot believe it is a new year. I mean, when I stop to think about everything that we did last year, it was a pretty epic year. I am exceptionally excited out of my skin for 2019 because I'm going to tell you guys something. 2017 was the year of the goddess, which means it was time for all of us females, especially, to step up and understand how truly powerful we are. 2018 was the year of getting things started, and 2019 is the year to completely hit every single goal that you're wanting to hit. So welcome to your new year. Now, there is a bunch of amazing stuff going on for myself, which if it's going on for me, that means as well, it's a big deal for you. So let's get into this podcast, In It to Win It. Now, first of all, no joke, one of the biggest things that people ask me about all the time is my fitness. And I'm so happy to share with you guys because last year I was, seriously guys, I was like 2 pounds away from 200 pounds. And what happened was, is I was outside, or I think it was even maybe the year before at the end of summer, and I was outside and my daughter wanted to, and I shared this with you before if you follow, so thank you. My daughter was out, she wanted to go to the park to play soccer, and I couldn't even do a half of a lap of the soccer field because I was that out of shape. Now, if you know me, I've always been into singing, into singing and dancing, into being on stage, performing and things. Not only when I was much younger, but pretty much my whole life, we were on the cheer squad. Like, we were always in gymnastics and dance. So being out of shape was like, to be honest, it was kind of a new thing to me. And how did I get that way? Well, I just kind of took a year off and ate whatever I wanted. And I'm going to tell you guys, to be honest, and I know there's so many fitness health people who are like, oh my God, why are you saying that? But I got to be honest, it was kind of fun. It really was. If I wanted donuts, I ate donuts. If I wanted ice cream, I ate Dairy Queen. If I wanted to drink a bottle of vodka, not all at once, but you know, I would drink, or I would have some wine, or I'd eat that cheese. I would just eat literally for 1 year, no joke, whatever I wanted, whenever I wanted. And so really, was I that surprised when I got on the scale and I was 2 pounds away from 200 pounds? No. Was it fun? Absolutely. You bet your biscuits it was fun. But I was like, oh my God, all of a sudden I had asthma because I was exceptionally overweight. I couldn't run. And what really happened was, not only, I remember that day being out with my daughter and I was super heavy. I was having a hard time breathing because I was overweight for myself. I'm only 5'3", so 200 pounds at 5'3", that's a lot of butterball to take care of. And I just was having to work extra hard to do normal things. So I was just a big rig. I was a big girl at the time. And also, I couldn't get into anything in my closet. So that was really a motivator. But it wasn't because I wanted to look all sexy and be svelte and look good. It really was for health reasons. So if your only goal is to look good, sure, that's a great motivator. But I got to tell you, there has to be that mental portion of getting fit. And why do you want to get fit? Because it's not about the food. It's not about physically getting fit. There needs to be like an end goal, whether it's to be healthy, whether it's to lower your cholesterol, whether it's to, for myself, not have asthma. So I don't even think that I even have asthma anymore. I think it was brought on by like obesity. Haven't used my puffer in over a year, so I'm very happy about that. I've started to take up jogging. Hitting the cardio, really just getting fit because I want to be here. I want to be here for a long time. I want to be able to do all the things with my daughter, right? And looking good, that's just the fun part. That's the easy peasy fun part. Nothing more fun than buying a whole new wardrobe. I started off this journey on a size 16, size 17 pant, and I'm in a size 7, size 8 pant now, depending on what it is, right? I think every designer is different. So anywhere between a 7, 8, or 9 pant, which is huge, right? I it was so funny because the other day I was in my closet and I found this size 16 pants, and I was like, good Lord, I can't believe I used to be that big. And I'll tell you, I've started exercising now continuously every day or every other day at the very latest, consistently. And I feel great. That's the thing. All you got to do is start. So tons of questions about, you know, how did I do it? So I'll tell you guys. Number one is making a whole bunch of small changes. It wasn't like ginormous changes overnight, because that's never going to work. And it wasn't a air quotes diet. It was a healthy lifestyle. So that really made a huge difference. And it was just simply, guys, no joke, moderation and a ketogenics diet, which worked for myself. So really trying to limit carbs. And I know, like, hardcore keto, they're like, don't eat fruit. I eat fruit every now and then. I don't think it's healthy to eliminate anything entirely from your diet. Yes, I eat cake. Yes, I have donuts. Like, I had two Timbits yesterday. Guess what? The world didn't die. Nothing exploded. It was okay, right? It was New Year's Eve. I did not consume alcohol, because that's just a choice. I think alcohol is great. I'm just trying to make healthier, conscious choices for myself. So try it, guys. I'm telling you, if I can do it, anybody can do it. And I'm actually starting to really like working out, because I like how it makes me feel. It gives me more self-confidence. It gives me more energy. It makes me feel better. You know, I'm doing a lot of weightlifting as well. So that's really fun to challenge yourself. I kind of like it when I work out until I want to throw up or dry heave. And I don't know why. I don't know why. What's wrong with me? But I love to see. It's interesting, because when I first started, like, I can only jog consistently now for 5 minutes. But when I first started this journey, I couldn't even jog. Like, I couldn't even speed walk. I was like, oh my God, I'm out of shape. Great. Challenge yourself. So that brings me full circle. You know, everyone's like, well, how did you do it? Well, that's how I did it. A whole bunch of small changes. They add up to big changes. I just posted a picture on Instagram. I'm huge into taking vitamins and healthy organic supplements. Everything I take is natural, so that's really important, and that works for me too. So I take vitamin B12. I take a extremely high potent multivitamin. I'm taking a organic hydroxy cut right now. That helps me to get through my hour-long workouts. What else do I take? I'm taking kelp. I'm taking, there's kind of like a herbal mixture of a cold effects, but I always take that because I have tons of clients and I have a child who is like a disgusting germ cesspool, like not her in general, but school. So I'm always trying to, you know, keep up my immune system through stuff like that. So every Sunday I set out my vitamins for the week ahead. I do a lot of meal prep. That's another big tip. I just have like lots of snacky poos on hand, lots of nuts, lots of lean meats, lots and lots of veggies, and water, tons and tons of water, tons of green tea. So guys, I'm telling you, if I can do it, you can do it too. So there's some of my tips. The other thing is, people, I'm getting lots of emails. People are like, hey, what's going on in 2019? So totally big energy shift. And I love it for you, because this really is the year to get everything you want and to shift it up into a high gear, right? We're going to level up this year, and we're done with excuses. It's either you want to do something to change or you don't. So if you guys need coaching, I'm absolutely available. If you want to come in and have a chat, we can do that as well. Sessions are always available. Check me out on psychicmediumjessica.com and book in. I would love to work with you. But big things coming up, really coming up in March. Now, here's the thing. We only have sold about 50 tickets so far. So I have planned a amazing Universal Women's Summit event for March 16th. You have got to get on and get your ticket and support this event. We're going to be giving you the tools that you need to level up, to be more self-confident, to challenge yourself, and to master your life. So it's a big day. It is an all-day workshop. Tickets are, I think they're $60. They are $60 plus tax. We have to charge tax. It's an all-day event. So I'm going to be honest with everybody right now. If we can't hit it like we're in it to win it, if we don't sell out of our tickets, we cannot do the event, purely because of the expenses attached to the event. I want you guys to please support these females, okay? Get on. It's on psychicmediumjessica.com. It is on Eventbrite, www.eventbrite.ca under Power of Three. I really want this event to happen. So I've spent a ton of money on advertising just now. So that's going to be up. You're going to see it everywhere. Tell your sisters, bring your girlfriends, bring your daughters, bring your moms, bring your sisters, everybody. You guys will benefit from this. I promise you that. So that is huge coming up. Not to mention the energy shift, which I'm sure everybody can feel coming up in this new year. This is the year. It almost feels like I'm going to be honest with you guys right now. It almost feels like anxiety. It is a huge shift in energy coming up this year for you. It means that you're going to look deep at what is not working. You're going to dig deep and make those life changes and shift up. You're going to level up, but it also means that you're going to require to challenge yourself. Ask yourself that question. If you are not challenged, why? Are you feeling that you're being mediocre? And that's not an easy question to answer, because there's a lot of us, and myself included, who are like, okay, well, I need to level up. Like, it's a scary thing, guys. I'm telling you it is. But when you learn to face challenges face on, head on, the rewards that you're going to receive from the universe and from yourself and from your life and from your family and from your friends when you're doing that are going to far make you weigh out more. You're going to receive more from the universe by doing the things that you're afraid of and challenging yourself than by just staying where you are. So I want you guys to think about, what do you need to really commit to hitting this year? What are your challenges and how are you going to meet them? Don't forget, I'm always available for coaching, right? That's why I am here. Okay. I'm going to love you and leave you. I'm actually going to go batch cook a whole bunch of chicken. That's what I'm doing. Pretty exciting. Not really, but necessary, right? So don't forget, you guys can do this. I want you to spend some time today or tonight or on the weekend coming up and think about, what do you need to allow yourself to shift in your life for 2019 to be the best life yet for yourself? I'm going to love you and leave you guys. Have an amazing day. Check me out on psychicmediumjessica.com and don't forget to stay hydrated. Love you. Bye.